Our climb continued. The gradients got steeper and narrower. Sometimes they were cut across by deep pits that had to be cleared. Masses of overhanging rock had to be gotten around. You slid on your knees, you crept on your belly, but helped by the Canadian's strength and Conseil's dexterity, we overcame every obstacle. At an elevation of about 30 meters, the nature of the terrain changed without becoming any easier. Pudding stones and track height gave way to black basaltic rock, here lying in slabs all swollen with blisters, there shaped like actual prisms and arranged into a series of columns that supported the springings of this immense vault, a wonderful sample of natural architecture. Then, among this basaltic rock, there snaked long, hardened lava flows, inlaid with veins of bituminous coal, and in places covered by wide carpets of sulfur. The sunshine coming through the crater had grown stronger, shedding a hazy light over all the volcanic waste forever buried in the heart of this extinct mountain.